All right, KX93.5 would like to introduce you to a new segment we're doing here called City Chats. And thanks to Cassie, the media relations coordinator at the city, for setting all of this up. I'm Tyler Russell, and today we're going to be joined in studio by Greg Post. He is in charge of community development at the city, and we're going to learn all about that department and hopefully many more departments over the coming months at the city. So, Greg, welcome to our new thing.
Thanks, Tyler. It's
thanks for being our guinea pig.
Thank you.
For this particular experiment. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you ended up in the job of community development at the city.
Well, I've born and raised in Orange County, California, and actually I started in the field of architecture and interested in that field. And I had a mentor that kind of steered me towards planning because I like to deal with more community-related issues. And so I went to college, got a bachelor's degree in urban planning, and then a master's degree in public administration. I worked for coastal cities for the last 30 years, Laguna Beach being the last 5 years of my career. I've been here, and so that's kind of my path that I've been on.
Is Laguna the most challenging of all the cities you've worked for?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
And but although I've worked for coastal communities for the last 30 years, so any coastal community usually, or at least definitely in Orange County and LA County, usually has a populace that's a little bit older, well-educated, and very engaged and involved. And so that's kind of what makes a city sometimes a little bit more complicated, but that's what makes it more engaging and more fun to work at as well.
Well, without getting too political, I will say that everybody kind of knows that community development and design review has been under siege lately, you know, maybe since the election. So there's some things that have happened in your department and some things you guys are doing to address some of those concerns and maybe talk about some of those streamlining processes.
Yeah. Actually, I think it goes a little bit even further back than the election.
Sure.
You know, and in fact, just being a resident in Orange County and being involved in the planning field, Laguna has for quite some time actually had this more of a reputation of being maybe sometimes a little bit more difficult to process development applications. More recently, though, we've been experiencing, you know, some complaints and some issues related to how long it takes to process projects. Concerns from not only from residents, but commercial business owners on how long it takes to get a commercial business into town. So we've been taking a real hard look at what our existing processes and procedures are right now in the department and wanting to improve those. And we've taken steps actually right now to improve the actually processing of building permits. Something that we haven't been doing prior is actually getting all of our departments engaged in a review process of our development activity. We're doing that now at one time, sending plans out to all different departments at one time, as opposed to getting different departments weighing in at different times, which previously lengthened the process. So we're shortening it up in that aspect. We're also looking at revising the code to try and streamline some of our processes. For example, right now, air conditioning units are required to go through design review.
Right.
Well, we're working on a process right now that's going to streamline that so they're issued over the counter, provided you meet certain requirements.
Yeah.
So that's one way we're trying to streamline things.
And some of these, you know, ordinances and procedures predate you by years and years.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely.
You inherited some of these rules.
Yes, that is
right.
True.
And I'm sure some of them, maybe like AC, you were like, wait a second, like,
yeah, well, especially with AC, I mean, when you look at pretty much, I think what I've heard anyways, about every city in the county actually issues them administratively over the counter and does not go through a design review process. So now trying to streamline that as well as other efforts, such as we're looking at reducing the staking requirements for projects or taking some of the public works related items off of design review and putting them to planning commission so it opens up more space on design review so we can streamline projects through that. Yeah, all of these processes and procedures have been in place for a long time and they need to change a little bit to accommodate.
Well, and I think a lot of people are glad to hear you say that. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why we're doing this segment. And I just want to ask one more thing on that. How do you think Laguna ended up that way in the first place? How did we become notoriously the more difficult Orange County city to get things done?
Well, I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, design review is not a bad process. It's actually a good thing.
And
I think it's turned out to be really good for Laguna Beach. I mean, when you look at Laguna and you look at the character and what the built environment is here, it's much different than most Orange County cities. In fact, I think all Orange County cities, especially beach communities. And some of the things that design review controls from either aesthetics or building size and massing has been a good thing for the city. Except for, you know, what happens often in planning is there might be a one related issue, and that one related issue for maybe one property ends up being a code change that affects all properties. And so when you have design review, which is really a more detailed review at development projects, once you find issue areas, well, you tend to expand your code to address all those issue areas. Mm-hmm. Makes it more complicated. So Laguna Beach has one of the more complicated codes within the county.
Well, I don't envy you being in charge of it, sir. So good job.
Well, it's actually good. It's interesting, though. I mean, like I said, I've worked for coastal communities for a long time, and I've chosen coastal communities because you really get to engage with the public and really kind of help them through some of these processes that can be really complicated.
Yeah. Again, Greg Post in studio, and we're talking about community development in our new City Chat segment on KX93.5. We're going to go to a song because we are a radio station, and it's fun for our guests to pick their own music. So, Greg, I'm going to go to your list here. Let's say we throw on the first one, the Van Morrison song, Sweet Thing. So tell us why you chose this.
Well, that one actually is probably my favorite song of all time. It's when you listen to it, it's very spiritual and uplifting. And it just brings a lot of memories and throughout my entire life, actually from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So it really means a lot to me spiritually.
Right on. Greg Post in studio. Here's his tune, Sweet Thing by Van Morrison. We'll be right back. All right, again, that's Sweet Thing by Van Morrison on KX93.5. It is the number one song choice of our guest in studio, Greg Post. He's the Director of Community Development, and this is our new segment, City Chats, where we're learning about city officials and their departments. So nice tune, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've got a few more to play for you throughout this time, but we're learning as much as we can in the short time we have with Greg today. By the way, I did want to mention, just on a personal note, I know you're a surfer. And yes. It makes sense that you've worked in every coastal city now. I'm understanding why you stay close to the water.
Yeah, I am a surfer. Yeah. I've been surfing probably for about 40 years now. And I still surf about once or twice a week.
Nice.
Try to get out as often as I can, but the job keeps me pretty busy.
Sure.
So it's usually restricted to weekends only. But yeah, that's a passion of mine that's been for a long time.
So. I know locals don't like to reveal their spots, but where do you go?
Well, I live in Huntington Beach, so Huntington Beach makes it easy. I'm usually surfing Magnolia, north side of the pier, or cliffs, but often I venture down to San Clemente a lot and surf trestles a lot. I lived in San Clemente for about 6 years when I was working for the city of Dana Point. At that time, I was surfing almost every day down in trestles, and so that's a favorite spot of mine here.
So you don't conquer the rocky short breaks of Laguna very often?
Well, you know, I wish I could, but it doesn't seem like I have the time to get out. You know, it's funny when I took on this job, I was told that maybe I'd have some time during the lunch hour to surf some of the local spots here in Laguna, but I just haven't had that time to do it. So eager to try though.
Folks need to stop expanding their homes, and then maybe you'll have a little more time to surf. All right. So we talked about some of the improvements that you guys are working, and that all of that was kind of within the community development action plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
The air conditioning, the staking, some of the stuff we mentioned.
That's correct.
Is there anything we left off of that?
Well, not only that. So some of those things that I mentioned are some of the easy stuff. They're easy in the sense of getting through as a code amendment. So we're actually working on those right now. I'm hoping to actually get those to city council in June or July, but I'm hoping for June. But then there's a whole slew of other potential code amendments that we could be working on to streamline the processes. And those could include, should we be able to approve things over the counter as opposed to sending things to DR? Now, these are a little bit more controversial things. You know, what is the threshold of projects that go to DR? When I mean DR, I mean design review. Mm-hmm. And what are the projects that we should be looking at just over the counter? When you look at most community development departments in the county, a lot of agencies don't have design review. And so things are what a lot of people are used to are being issued over the counter. So we're going to be proposing for my department a list of things that the council can consider to actually streamline those processes and perhaps get more things that we can approve over the counter.
Do you have some examples of what those things are?
Well, right now, you know, it's we have an administrative design review process that requires for example, a noticing in a public, and it's not a public hearing, but it's a public meeting that just happens internally at the city. But there is a public noticing, so it takes a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So perhaps some of those things that we can actually kind of tailor back and bring back to just over-the-counter items. So
yeah.
We'll start there. There may be some other things. Right now, actually, you can do some additions to your home without going through design review. But we want to take a look at that and whether or not we want to expand those, what types of additions and
yeah.
so forth. So these will be a little bit more controversial because, you know, DRs, I believe, is important to the city. And so we have to make sure that we're still implementing those great policies about design review,
yeah.
but still allowing folks to get through the process a lot quicker.
I would guess, and my perception is that a lot of local homeowners perhaps have hesitation in doing anything to their home because of the reputation and think that, I'm not going to try to add something. That's crazy. It'll never get done. So what would you say to those people what are some simple things that people could do that maybe don't require so much time right now as it is?
Well, simple things, as I mentioned, you actually can do an addition without going through design review, a one-story addition, provided you hadn't had design review on your project before.
Yeah.
There's interior remodeling projects that you can do, and there's some, you know, changing out your windows and other permitting activity that
you just need
do.
The permit. You don't need design review.
Exactly. And so some of those things you can actually do right now. You know, I've also heard of some of the concerns of, hey, I don't even want to go down to City Hall and wait in the lobby and the amount of time it takes me to get a permit. Well, we're working on that aspect as well. Recently, the council authorized us to hire some additional staff. So one of the things that I've been hearing often is just the wait time in the counter and people sitting in the lobby. So I'm actually right now advertising for a position that's going to be kind of our customer service lobby person that's going to actually help people directly out in the lobby, but also issue permits. And so I'm hoping to fill that position and have that start sometime in June or July.
Yeah.
So that's going to help just speed up the process while you're just coming to the front counter.
Right.
I'm hoping that'll help address some of those issues that I've been hearing about.
So just to clarify, if you're doing a single story addition where you're building out, basically not up, and you're not impacting anybody's easements or anybody's view or anything like that, over the counter permit.
Generally, you know, there may be it all kind of depends upon where you're in the city too. We have a coastal zone and we have some appealable areas in the coastal zone, and so it all depends kind of where you're located. But generally, yeah, there are some improvements, small additions that you can move forward with.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about ADU. What's it stand for?
Accessory dwelling units.
Yeah, which as I understand is a state mandated thing. So you can fairly simply build a new casita or guest house or dwelling unit on your land as long as the lot's over 6,000 square feet without too much trouble.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We're in the process. The council approved a revision to our existing ADU ordinance that currently is sent to the California Coastal Commission because they need to approve our ordinances as well. And so once that gets approved, that'll be in effect. So right now we're kind of relying on a mix of both state law and our existing ordinance. But you're right. Anything, if you have a lot that's over 6,000 square feet in the residential zone, then you can theoretically build an accessory dwelling unit, provided it complies with other certain standards as well.
Right. Great. Well, again, Greg Post is in studio. He's the director of community development here in Laguna Beach for our local city. And he is telling us all about his department, but also, perhaps more importantly, playing us some tunes. So you played Van Morrison for us a minute ago. Why don't we do, how about that Cat Stevens song? Tell us about Miles from Nowhere.
Oh, I think Cat Stevens just brings back a lot of memories for me back when I was probably in my teens and early 80s. I've seen him a few times in concert, which was pretty awesome. And you just get that feeling whenever you hear any of his tunes, and that one just popped up into my mind.
Right on. Cat Stevens on KX93.5.
Miles from nowhere, guess I'll take my time. Oh yeah, to reach there, look up at the mountain I have to climb. Oh yeah, to reach there, Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. Miles from nowhere, I guess I take my time. Oh yeah, to reach the soul inside. Oh yeah, but it's all right, I have my freedom, I can make my own rules. Oh yeah, the ones that I choose. Lord, my body has been a good friend. Yes, I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there.
Yeah, that's Cat Stevens, Miles from Nowhere on KX93.5, and it is a hand-picked choice from Greg Post. He's the Director of Community Development for the city. He's in studio right now for our segment called City Chats, which is learning more about our local departments. So thanks again, Greg, for being here and that cool Cat Stevens song.
Thank you, Tyler.
So we've talked about the action plan, some of the things that you guys are doing to modify the design review process and perhaps simplify a few things for people looking to do expansions or install AC or whatever people are doing in town. I'm curious, are there any notable projects you guys are working on right now that are maybe ongoing and kind of interesting and unique?
I think there are some significant projects that we're working on right now. From a policy perspective, we're working on the downtown specific plan. And you may have heard from businesses that try to open up a new business in our downtown and the difficulties they have and through the conditional use permit process. Well, our downtown specific plan in its draft stages right now are going to provide more flexibility for businesses in getting their CUPs in the downtown business area. It's going to provide more flexibility in regards to parking and those kind of related issues and improvements. We're also looking at building height increases within the downtown, yet still maintaining the character of downtown. That's the one thing that we don't want to give up. We want to make sure that Laguna's downtown stays the way it is, that it's not only an attraction for visitors, but something important for residents as well. Mm-hmm. But just make some of the processes a little bit easier. So that's a huge project that we're working on.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting to release the draft within probably sometime in May. And then we're going to be going to Planning Commission in June and then hopefully to council shortly thereafter.
Wow.
Of course, we have to go to the California Coastal Commission again and hopefully get their improvements. But there's some pretty significant changes in about three or four areas I just highlighted that are going to be a lot different for businesses anyway.
So if a building could build up, for example, downtown, then it would allow more opportunities for new businesses to come there.
Yes. You know, it's not only that, but the downtown specific plan is going to look at additional housing opportunities, potentially bringing more housing into the downtown to create a little bit more vitality for not just the daytime, but into the evening.
Yeah.
So you have housing. I mean, you go to some cities throughout the world and where you have housing mixed with commercial. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different vitality than just the businesses that will close down at a certain time. Well,
yeah.
They may stay open a little bit later, create a different vitality level.
Well, as Laguna's youngest resident at 30 years old, I look forward to some vitality downtown.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to see it.
That was a little joke. And thank you for laughing, Cassie. So that's that. And then I also wanted to ask, I mean, do you mind touching a little bit on the various Honecar projects on Hotel Laguna and the Hive and whatever the hotel is going to be, the Clio and all that stuff?
Yeah, there's quite a few projects that Mr. Honecar is moving forward with, not only including the remodel of the Hotel Laguna, but also the Hive, which is over on Laguna Canyon Road. And I think there's been some wonderful things already been done with that area right now. But then two major hotel projects that he's planning on moving forward with is the Clio project, which is at Clio and Coast Highway. It's the Holiday Inn hotel that he's planning to demolish and actually build a new hotel at that same location.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another hotel that he's planning to build on the block between Jasmine and Cliff Drive in North Laguna. And basically, it's kind of where the Royal Hawaiian is, and basically demolish that entire block and build another hotel. Of course, all of these required go through the planning process, which what will be most important is making sure that these hotels build in and complement the community and the character within Laguna Beach. I think that's going to be a primary issue that's going to be moving forward with them. But not only that, which is something that the council recently did, is they actually directed staff to go ahead and hire a consulting group to work for the city to really kind of that are expertise in these kind of issues and potentially working out any kind of development agreements or looking at the economics and the city's participation in these projects.
Yeah.
And so it's really going to help the council make informed decisions on when we move forward with them.
Let's say those projects do ultimately get approved. Could you even venture a guess as to how far out we are from seeing any of those things completed?
That's a good question. Well, you know, it's always tough to guess on development projects because, there is definitely a time period where they need to actually move through the processing, and these projects will go to Planning Commission. And you can, I would assume, most likely they will maybe be appealed to City Council. And then some of them, given their location, may be able to be appealed to the California Coastal Commission. So just that process does take some time.
Would you say years?
It could be. It's hard to put a number. I know Mr. Honecker is very eager to move forward. Another thing that the council did recently is they directed staff to look at hiring some additional planning staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually in the process of hiring what's called a senior principal planner, one of the highest level planners, which would end up working on some of Mr. Honecker's projects as well as some of our advanced planning policy related issues, not related to the projects, but related to town.
Sure.
And having additional staff will help move things forward, but also help me move things forward that are not going to put anybody else in the back of the line, or so to say, or anything like that.
Right.
You know, we're going to continue to process all of our applications at the same speed, or actually faster, with our new streamlining efforts that we're going to be doing. So I don't envision that his projects affect any of the other projects.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a really good time to be in touch with the community development department and be in touch with Greg Post, the director of it, because you guys are making changes to how you process everything. So if you'd like people to give their feedback about their specific situations or design review in general, it sounds to me like you're welcoming that and have a way for the public to provide that.
Yeah, we do. We actually just initiated a questionnaire survey form that's available on the city's website at lagunabeachcity.net/questionnaire. You can find it there, or you can come into the lobby at the Community Development Department, and we have a kiosk that's there, and you can fill out the questionnaire right there in the lobby.
Great.
You're more than welcome also to email me or call me directly. I'm always interested to hear feedback from the community and how we can improve our services as well.
Great. And Greg's email is gpost with a silent F. So it's gpost@lagunabeachcity.net. And I think that's great that you're willing and able to hear people's concerns.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of good feedback.
Perhaps also a myth that people in Laguna don't know, that this actually is an approachable department and Greg's an approachable dude. And you might catch him out in the surf as well. We're going to finish with one more song. So I guess I'm picking. So let's go with... Why don't we finish with Frank Sinatra?
There you go.
Tell us about Summer Wind.
Well, actually, it's more not only Summer Wind, but Frank Sinatra in general is just I grew up with parents that are of that age of big band and jazz, and my dad was a big jazz fanatic, and I actually remember when I was a kid going them with to Vegas or Tahoe, and they actually seen Frank Sinatra in the lights. And And so it's just Frank Sinatra is just built into my DNA probably from a long time ago. So, and Summer Wind just means a lot to me. It's one of my favorite songs.
Awesome. Good time to announce, by the way, we're launching a new big band show on this radio station on Friday evenings.
Wow, that's
so
great.
I will keep you in the loop about that.
Perfect.
So again, this has been Greg Post, the Director of Community Development here on KX93.5 for our local city in a new segment called City Chats. And Cassie, thanks for setting this up. And we hope to talk to more city people and learn more about our local departments in the coming months. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tyler.
Nelson Riddle's famous orchestra. The summer wind came blowing in from across that sea. It lingered there, then it touched your hair, and it walked with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled on the golden sand. Two sweethearts
sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, all the days and the nights, they went flying by. The whole world was new beneath the bright blue umbrella sky. Then softer than that Piper man, one day it called to you. Then I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn winds and the winter winds, they have come and they've gone. Still those days, those lonely days, they go on. Who sighs his lullabies to all the nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind, that summer wind, the summer wind.